Not so sweet and fluffy today, let me tell you. And that's all right. I'm very glad to welcome to the program this morning Katrina Rowe from the Mouths of Babes. Good morning, Katrina.
Yeah. Good morning. Yes, I might get some angry callers today. You never know. But I thought it was worth sharing my experience that happened to me during the week, because probably lots of other people have had a similar experience. But anyway, last weekend, some people at my church organised a bush dance to raise funds for the Westmead Children's Hospital, and I was really looking forward to it because, one, it's a good cause, and two, Birdie's just so into dancing at the moment. So, you know, I was sure she was going to really enjoy it, and, you know, it was going to be so much fun, you know.
I'm getting the impression that maybe it was not as much fun as you thought it would be.
No, not really. Yeah, from the minute we got there, she said she needed to go home. She refused to play with any of the other kids. She wouldn't even eat a sausage. You know, she wouldn't talk to anybody. She kept telling me that she felt hot and she needed to go home. Now, she didn't feel hot to me. But after, I don't know, half an hour or so of nonstop complaining, we went home. Anyway, then as soon as we got home, she was fine. Like, I mean, totally fine. Like, not even slightly unwell. So I made her some dinner. After she'd eaten quite a lot, she started, you know, throwing the food all over the floor.
It's an annoying thing, but unfortunately it's a common thing for young toddlers to do, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But I was grumpy because I was at home on a Saturday night while everybody else was out enjoying their bush dance. So I said, quite uncharacteristically for me, don't throw food on the floor. If you do that again, you'll get a smack. And then she looked me in the eye and threw the food on the floor. So I said, right, you're getting a smack. You know, and I smacked her on the hand. And we don't normally smack, so she was just so shocked and devastated. And I felt terrible because, not so much that I'd smacked her, but I realised immediately that I hadn't really smacked her because she'd thrown food on the floor. I really had smacked her because I was angry at her that I missed the bush dance. You know, so in, after I realised that, I said I was sorry and explained it to her, and we had a big hug and we had a big cry together.
Well, that's nice. I take it, I mean, I'm guessing here, but are you then not a fan of smacking normally?
Well, I'm a little bit torn about it. Some people seem to be able to manage it okay and do it properly, but I definitely don't believe in smacking for me because, as you may have realised, I'm a pretty emotional person and I don't think that I'm self-controlled enough to tell the difference between smacking that is really about discipline and smacking that is done in a moment of anger. And if I can't tell the difference until it's too late, how's Birdie going to know the difference, you know? Also, I guess I was never smacked as a child. And so then after having this experience, I've kind of decided that I don't want to smack either. And I just hope that I'm self-controlled enough to stick to my decision, because I think a lot of people say they don't smack, but then when they get desperate, they do, which is kind of worse in a way than being consistent about it. What do you guys think?
Well, it's a tricky one. Look,
it is.
In our house, we don't judge me. Don't judge me.
I won't.
We smack in our home, but our rules are with smacking is that we always give Connor a warning first. We say, mate, what you're doing is not cool. It's inappropriate. You've got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And one warning normally turns into three or four.
Yeah.
And then what happens after that is we have a corner that he has to sit in for a few minutes if he's done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then if he continues to muck up after that, well, then there's a smack. Having said that, there's probably only about once a month it'll get to the point where he gets a smack, because he knows that once he goes to the corner, okay,
I've
mucked up. And we've also got a rule that we never, ever smack out of frustration when we're angry. That's why we have all these steps.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yeah, we'd kind of lose it and smack straight away. And we thought, well, we don't want to do that. So we have these steps in place that we do first.
Yeah, which is good. And I think some people seem to be able to do that. And in some ways, like smacking a small child, I can see why people use that, because, you know, often they don't respond to reason, things like that. But the thing that I think is problematic is when, as they get older, then the smacking has to get, you know, tougher and tougher and sort of stronger and stronger to have the same effect. And so that's when I think people get into trouble, you know, where then, like, because I'm really, you know, as most people would be, you know, against belting and, you know, hitting with implements and that kind of thing, which I know so many people that went through that as a child and they still remember it, and it didn't change their behaviour at all. You know, if anything, it made them more rebellious. So, yeah.
Yeah, look, I agree. this is my usual story. I say, and I sound like a wimp, but in kindergarten, I got the cane with a whole bunch of people because we didn't read with enough enthusiasm in a reading class.
The cane.
With a parent as a parent helper. We weren't reading that happily and enjoyably and weren't having as into it as we should have been. So we all got the cane from the...
Oh, see, that's not cool.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's
I remember that and I'm scarred by it now.
Do you want
but
a cuddle?
No, but that's ridiculous. And that shapes what I think about smacking and stuff like that. Now, I've had a spoon broken on my backside. I mean, it's the...
You got a tough bottom.
It's a generation, though. I think for all of us, we probably were smacked, and with implements as kids, because that's what their parents did to our parents, and so on and so on. Yes. And I think the standard view I'm seeing with people around our ages as parents, we're really reluctant to do it.
Yes.
And there's that anger issue in there, too. We want to step away from that and like, take the pause or have those extra steps because we don't want to be... doing those kind of, we don't see that as a, and maybe that's how it's affected us too. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, Katrina, you've opened up a can of worms. Thank you. This is normally where you hang up and we cop all the calls.
Yeah.
If I could sound the line and talk to him, I would, believe me.
No, I'm joking. That was excellent. Thank you very much, Katrina.
No, it's been good talking to you guys.
Thank you, Katrina Wright. I mean, I'm not saying it to be... I don't want to sound like a wimp, but I just don't think that's appropriate in those situations.
No!
I mean, the spoon thing, I was quite proud of that as a kid. But the cane thing,
broke on your bottom.
On. That's not
did
on.
Did you flex as they came down with a wooden spoon?
I don't know.
Did you see it coming and went, cop this?
It might have just been worn out or something. I'm not too sure.
Well, but, you know, we'd like to hear your thoughts. 1-300-40-2020. Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you impartial? If you do smack, do you have guidelines or you just kind of, whenever you feel the need, 1-300-40-2020.
Yeah, let's kick it off with Dee. She's on the phone this morning. G'day, Dee.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you reckon?
I think that I know having two very strong-minded boys that sometimes a smack is in order, but certainly not in frustration.
How do you stop that from happening, the frustration?
The same thing that you guys were talking about before, the little steps. We do the timeout thing and the warnings, you know, you do that one more time and there'll be a smack. And, of course, once you've said that, you've got to commit to it.
Yes, yeah, that's right. You can't back down.
No, you can't. And I think, you know, just the consistency in an approach, they generally get the hint and the smacks become less and less and less as they get older. So
that's good. And how old are your boys?
13 and 6.
13 and 6. And you think they've responded well to that approach?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I must admit, during moments of frustration, sometimes you do give them that smack that, as Katrina was saying, that it's because you're frustrated with something. So that's where you just got to be really cautious, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a tough one.
Oh, it is. One. I mean, are your views based on what happened to you as a child too and at school and things like that?
Yeah, look, I prefer not to smack. There's certainly been times where I was at school and there was a situation where a kiddie in the class ruined a class project and the teacher came in and said, who did this? And nobody spoke up. And she said, if nobody speaks, you'll all get the strap. So
no.
I stood up and spoke and I got the strap first and then the rest of the class got it anyway because they didn't speak.
Oh.
I go, figure.
That is
fun. You hold those memories, I think.
I think it's a good reason, a good thing that we don't have that kind of corporal punishment in schools anymore. It's
absolutely, yeah. I certainly wouldn't condone it happening to either of my boys.
Yeah, no, I would truly be outraged and not stand for it. Yeah,
because really, smacking, even as a parent, smacking is like it's your last resort thing. It's not something that you're happy about or excited about or want to happen. So the fact that a teacher smacks your kid, like I'd be quite angry at that.
Curious.
I'm like, you can't smack my child.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, but my dad used to just put us over his lap, and his hand would be between the smacks, so our smacks weren't even smacks. So I suppose I can't complain.
Yep, good on you, Dee. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks for the show, guys. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Our pleasure. Bryce is on the phone as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your side of the story.
I'm all for smacking. If I have kids, I'll probably discipline them using smacking.
Yep.
The reason is because when I was a child, I was smacked, and I'm much better for it. My parents used to use various implements as I got older because, you know, just the bare hand wears off. So, you know, wooden spoon. Jug cord was a nasty one.
Oh, jug cord.
Yeah.
Wow.
It stings. It's like an extension lead. It just stings.
Oh, wow.
But,
yeah. I wonder, Bryce, when you have kids, if you might change your mind. I don't know.
I probably wouldn't go to such extreme lengths, but, they used other forms of discipline too, like they send us to our rooms and stuff like that. But just to give you a bit of perspective, when I was in kindergarten, I have this one memory of my mother picking me up from school and taking me home. And she took me out of the school gate and she bit my hand as hard as she could.
Oof.
And that's the only memory I have of that day. But she tells me now that the reason she did that was because I was in my first weeks at kindergarten, I would go along and I would bite the other students in the back and I would draw blood from them. And I did this continually and I wouldn't stop it. So,
wow.
And I mean, I don't remember being bad, but I remember the discipline, and I don't remember being bad after that. I remember trying to be a good little boy at school.
Well, so it was definitely a turning point.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, I respected my parents for the discipline that they gave me, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel it's unfair, but, life's unfair and you learn to live with it, so.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing, Bryce.
No worries.
Good on you. I would be interested to hear what do you think when you have kids, so what might change about that? Yeah, that's...
Wow.
Extreme.
Passionate about the Play-Doh, really.
Passionate about the Play-Doh?
Yeah. You're going to bite someone in the back to get your Play-Doh back or your jigsaw puzzle?
Oh, sorry. Now I know what you're saying. Okay, yeah. 1-300-40-20-20, what do you think? Smacking? To smack or not to smack?
That is the question, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and...
Like that. Focus on the Family, for instance. Say the James Dobson, when he was the head of Focus on the Family, wrote books on discipline and dead discipline. I think that's his book.
Mm.
And there are times that he thinks smacking is appropriate for a child and it's the best way for them to learn and understand and know that they're doing something wrong, and there's all sorts of scenarios. And he sets it up. That's an interesting perspective to throw into the mix there. 1-300-40-20-20.
My parents still smack me today. Okay, we're talking smacking this morning. Lots of different ideas and opinions coming through. Loving it. Let's go to Liesl. Liesl's on the line. Morning, Liesl.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Now, you wanted to comment on Bryce, what he's saying before?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that as a child, I was hit with a power cord as well.
Wow.
And at the moment, I've got four kids. I'm a great believer in the wooden spoon, but I would never go to that extent.
Yep.
That's just a little cruel. But, there's nothing better than a good smack when a child really needs it, you know. But obviously, you have to, not be cruel about it. And... just one or two. That really is good medicine for a naughty child.
Yeah.
And that's what Bryce was saying too. He was saying that he'll probably smack his kids when he has kids, but wouldn't go to the extent of that power.
Actually,
yeah, not at all.
Legally,
yeah.
I don't think you can do that kind of stuff. I think docs would have interesting things to say. Please correct us or agree with us on that if you are in this field, a professional in this field. I think that actually is classed as abuse now.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, obviously not then and so forth, but 1-300-40-20-20 if you are an expert in that field to confirm or deny that for us. Yeah, but thank you for that, Liesl. Appreciate your view.
All right, then. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.
Yeah, Sally's on the phone as well. Morning, Sally.
Good morning.
What do you reckon?
Well, I saw a mother and child at a bus stop, and apparently he ran away from her. And then she caught up with him, and he bit her.
Ooh.
Yeah. And apparently she gave him a good smack on the bottom.
Yep.
And I agree with smacking on the bottom, but to the extent around the head and all belting, I do not agree.
That's a bit full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I appreciate that, Sally. I mean, it's circumstances. Obviously, the context is really important with all of these things, and
Well, thank you, Sally.
Right.
Good on you. Thank you very much.
The conversation, we'll probably wrap that up on air now, but the conversation will continue on the website, hope1032.com.au. It's it is a tricky one. We've heard lots of different opinions this morning. We've heard no smacks at all. Mm-hmm. We've heard smacks in moderation, smacks with steps. We've heard smacks with utensils. It really is a personal thing, isn't it? And I think, like, however you choose to approach it, the best thing is probably to sit down with your partner and actually sit down and have the conversation. How are we going to handle it? What are our guidelines? What are our rules on this? Because I think if you kind of go into it with no rules and no guidelines at all, that's probably when you are going to just smack on the spot out of anger and maybe for the wrong reason.
Good to get an expert, though. If you are in the field, a professional, and can confirm that whole thing about, you know, what's considered abuse now, actually, with that, I'd love to hear from you. 1-300-40-2020, just to be able to be official on all of that. Well, we asked for an expert. We received one.
We've got one.
Angela is on the phone. She works for Docs. Morning, Angela.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, the final word on the smacking thing and what is allowed and not allowed, according to your guidelines.
Well, under the Child Protection Act, it's basically anything above the head is a no whatsoever. And anything that is below the neck can be a smack, is can't leave a lasting mark. And if it leaves a lasting mark, then it's reportable. So basically, if you can smack below the neck, it just has to be something that isn't going to leave a red mark.
And so no slapping, obviously, is the easy one that comes from that. Above the head, above the neck, rather, absolutely not. And a lasting mark, absolutely not. That's considered, that's reportable.
That's definitely correct.
And that clearly rules out all implements or tools of any kind as well.
Yes, definitely, most definitely.
Yep. Thank you for clearing that up for us, Angela.
Yeah, thank you, Angela.
No problem, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no worries. There it is.
There you go. Below the neck. No lasting mark. That's if you choose to resort to smacking. Some people say no to any smacks at all.
And great, fine. Yeah, that's important to keep that in mind. I mean, those are good rules set up there for a very good reason. To Child Protection Act there. Literally, child protection. We want to look after these young people.